I mean, how dumb is Paro? What is he, a baby? I mean, that's the way my son right now is in Parsha Vayera. And that's pretty much the way he asked the question. I gotta be honest with you, that's a good question. I mean, come on, Paro, really? I mean, look, we're just gonna take a quick sample here. We're in Revi, it's Wednesday. Moshe comes, throws his staff, the Chartumim, the advisors and the magicians of Paro throw their staff. And voila, Moshe's staff eats up theirs. It says something, no? Okay, fine, that's not enough for you, I get it, right? But what's the next one? You know, that whole Dom thing. Okay, I get it, it wasn't Makkah Bechora, yeah, it wasn't an earthquake. But, you know, at some point, when the evidence is like glaring in front of you, like, maybe think a little differently, no? Maybe change your mind. I mean, look how the pasuk articulates Paro. Vayechazek lev Paro. He strengthened, he hardened his heart. He didn't listen to them. That was the first time. Okay, second time. Same idea. What happens after the makav dam? Vayechazek lev Paro v'lo shama aleihem. Again. Vayefen Paro v'yvo beito v'lo shat libo gam lazot. He goes home. Doesn't even pay attention. I mean, come on, Paro, you're a leader. You're a person. You're suffering. Your family's suffering. The people are suffering. Open your eyes. I'm sure this has bothered countless Mefarshim in every generation. The Barbanel is, we're in the 14th, 15th century. He's in Spain. And when he understands Sefer Shmot, as well as many other parts in the Torah, he says, listen, I actually have a perspective that very few other people have, because I know kings. My family are the treasurers of the Spanish kings. I personally worked for Ferdinand and Isabel. And I have an insight into kingship. And you know what I found, me and my family have found, when we look at kings and despots like Paro? They never change their mind. Not once. I mean, think about it. It's actually a sefer in Tanakh. Look at Achashverosh, Megillat Esther. Kings don't change their mind. So Paro, almost poor Paro, he can't change his mind. So I'll call that political perspective number one of the Barbanel, that kings can't change their mind. Paro literally couldn't change his mind. Other Mefarshim, I believe the Chizkuni, but I have to go look that up to make sure, says it's not about politics. It's actually about religion. And the Chizkuni takes everything we thought about Paro and flips it on its head. Paro is the frumest guy you ever saw. He's not a king, he's not crazy, he's frum, he's religious. What do I mean he's religious? He has deep emuna that his gods, the lowercase g, will come through at the end of the day. And in fact, you know, we have a modani we say in the morning. Egyptians have this whole thing because the night is dark, is evil, but don't worry, the sun god will rise. The name of the sun god shows up in Tanakh quite a lot. Ra will come back. And then he'll save the day. So you're right. It looks like this new god that, right? Mizet, right? Says Paro. Who is this god? I never heard of him. Don't worry. He's a passing fade. The old, powerful Egyptian gods will come through. I have emuna shlema, says Chizkuni. And our gods, lowercase g, will win. So perspective number one of the Barbanel is political. Perspective number two is religious. Now, the truth is, this year, when I sat to think about it, I don't even think it was a question. It's funny. When my son asked me, I looked at him like, seriously, don't you watch the news? You can't answer the question yourself? Of course, he looked at me like I was crazy, because he's 8 years old. He has no clue what I'm talking about. But, we take our own experiences. Right? The Barbanel took the politics in his day. Let's take politics in our day. I'm not going to take sides. But when was the last time a leader, or forget about a leader, when was the last time a supporter said anything good or changed their mind ever about anything? It doesn't matter to me whether you are pro-Trump, anti-Trump, pro-BB, anti-BB, left-wing, right-wing, conservative, Republican, every country pick your own terms. When was the last time someone changed their mind? When was the last time someone didn't go into a debate knowing and practice every single word that they would say in advance, because God forbid should I listen to the other side and maybe even change my mind? When was the last time we really said, I'm going to change my mind? Oh, right. Facts. Facts are going to cause me to rethink things. When was the last time anyone paid attention to facts or considered facts to be facts? I have a perspective. I have a narrative. And that's what I'm going with. Paro was simply postmodern. Paro lived in a world where he knew what the world was supposed to be. He knew the place of the Jewish people. He knew his place amongst the stars and the heavens. And he knew the role that Egypt would play. And please don't let facts get in the way of my perspective. And this is the way I see Egypt. And this is the way I see myself. And nothing is gonna happen. You can talk to me till I'm blue in the face. And it doesn't matter how clearly the facts are on one side or the other. I ain't gonna budge. How much of that is just ABCs of politics, ABCs of every media outlet you've ever read, and ABCs of the way that perhaps we act ourselves? I want everyone to think for one second. When was the last time you had an argument and you changed your mind? When was the last time you had a dialogue, a discussion with a friend, a parent, anyone, and you said, wow, that's a good point. Never thought about that. Maybe I need to rethink what I have to do. Now think about the opposite. When was the last time you had an argument and you actually have no idea what the other person said? Because you spent the entire time saying to yourself, oh, I'm going to tell him this, I'm going to argue on this, I'm going to tell him he's wrong about that word usage and this. When was the last time we actually listened, thought, rethought, and maybe even admitted a mistake or learned something new? When was the last time we stopped, or when was the last time we acted like Paro? And maybe next time, are we going to ask yourself, when you're in a situation where you're having a conversation, a discussion, debate, maybe don't be like Paro. Maybe listen. Maybe let think, rethink. And who knows? Maybe the world will be a little better with a few less Paros.